Good. Good morning. We're on. Great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Elder Noel said, what a wonderful day. Spring is here and it's good grass growing weather, isn't it? You probably noticed your lawn sprouting up like nothing on earth after that wonderful rain. But it's really good. The seasons that God gives us through. Amen. In the natural, we have wonderful seasons in our own life. We also have wonderful seasons. Some are not so good, but some are better than others. But that's how God ordains us, isn't it? He's created the seasons of change, but also seasons of change in our lives. Amen? So this morning, just good to be able to speak the word of God. And this morning I want to speak about the challenge of entering in. And so I'd just like to commit that to God in prayer this morning. So Father God, we just bless you and thank you, Lord God, that we are found in your house this day. We are found in your presence, Lord. And we trust as always, Lord, by the power of your word, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that your presence is here in our midst this day. That's your promise, Lord. We stand on that where two or three are gathered in your name. There you are in our midst. So, Lord, we have that wonderful assurance of your presence in our midst this day. And so, Lord, we live and reign in that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So this morning I'd just like to speak about challenge. And I feel in life we face challenges every day, don't we? Every day. No matter how big or how small, it seems there always is something that will get in our way and impede our walk and progress in the things of God. And I was given this little reading here. Someone wrote it. I don't know who. But it speaks here about challenge. When we least expect it, life sets us a challenge to test our courage and the willingness to change. At such a moment, there is no point in pretending that nothing has happened or in saying that we are not yet ready. The challenge will not wait, and life does not look back. And I feel that's very true, isn't it? Because challenges come often when we don't, when we least expect them, don't they? Many unexpected things in life just suddenly come up and just seems to throw us in a spin, doesn't it? This morning, that's where what I want to speak about the challenge, but especially about the challenge of entering into the things of God, entering into His very presence. And I was encouraged when Elder Noel invited us there before worship to enter in. To really get into things of God, if this was your last day, your last breath. And I feel that's something that we just need to be doing all the time, don't we? That should be the foremost thing on our hearts and in our minds all the time, about just looking to God, entering into His presence, and just being in that place where He wants us to be. So as I speak about challenges, challenges, I feel, they affect us in different ways, don't they? And we all react in many and different ways. And about challenges, some may be positive and helpful, and some ways may be negative and harmful. And I suppose some of us, when a challenge comes, we tap straight into the presence of God, don't we? That's an automatic thing, an instant thing you do. Now, others, they might just go it alone and just try to work it out in their own strength. But whatever, however and whoever, you know, when challenging times come before us, our response to that challenge will determine the outcome, how we're going to rise up and how we're going to feel and what we're going to do. That, but will it be a godly reaction or a worldly reaction? And nice and warm today, it's great. So, but if we're looking to God for guidance and help, then if you're already doing that, if a challenge comes and you straight away start looking to God, well, you've already more than succeeded in overcoming what has come upon you. Because, you know, straight away you've reacted to the things that God would want you to do. He wants you to enter into his presence. Because, you know, we have that assurance. What did God say? Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will be with you. I will walk with you. I'll help you every step of the way. So when we just reach into the things of God, you know, we have that very present help in the time of trouble, as the scriptures tell us. But if we look at the worldly view or worldly reaction, we do that. It tells us to seek help from somewhere else. We go everywhere we need to, but into the presence of God. And we start leaning on people who are already in the world, and they're hurting people, and they're totally overcome by the things of life, and many of them are just stranded and entombed in a place where they can't break out of. So how can they help us? But so we really need to tap into the presence of God to really enter in. And so that's today. I just want to encourage you to do that and have that confidence that no challenge is too big or no challenge is too small for our God. Amen. If we are just seek his presence and enter in, anything is possible with God. Our God is a God of possibilities. Amen. So we look to God, and God just wants us to enter in and be in a place where his presence will determine that place he wants us to be in, and a place where we will listen and hear how that God will bring help to us. And we look back through biblical times, and I feel right through all the biblical times, God people, they experienced many, many challenges. And as we read the scriptures and how we've heard, we've seen how God answered in an awesome, inspiring way. God done some amazing things. There were some amazing events that as challenges came upon his people, God was just able to help them so much. And excuse me. So what we see here, if we're prepared, if God's people were prepared to call upon the Lord, the Lord was prepared to listen. If they called upon the Lord, they knew the Lord would answer. And they all so knew that God was prepared to listen first of all, and he answered their prayer. He met their needs. So they had that expectation, God's people. And that's the expectation that we need to have also. That and when we cry out to God, God will answer our prayer. God will meet our need. Amen? Amen. So that's the expectation that they had. They entered into his presence. Help was asked and help was given. And that will apply to you. If we ask for help from God, God will help us. He says, that's his promise. Yea, I will help you. And So I'd just like to look at a few other things. And as I said, that was the expectation that they had. And that was expectation that we need to have, that when they called upon the name of the Lord, when you call upon the name of the Lord, help will be there. Amen. And so we just need to be in that place as a challenge comes, and to see ourselves receiving from the things of God and what he has for us. Just like to look in the book of Joshua in chapter 19 there. No, sorry. Book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. Remember here, Joshua is just preparing the people of the Israelites. And what did he say? Anyone remember that? And Joshua said to the people, what did he say? That was a little bit earlier, another one. Sanctify yourselves. Thank you. That was what I was looking for. And what's that meaning to us? That means to get yourselves ready. Get ourselves ready. Be prepared for what God wants to do. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant, cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. That's the promise to you people. That as God was with Moses, so he shall be with you. So we have that hope and the promise. But here we just see what Joshua presented to people. First of all, he said, sanctify yourselves, get ready, get yourselves prepared, get in a place where you will see what the Lord will do. And we won't be able to see what the Lord will do if we don't enter into his presence, get in that place and have our eyes open and fixed and see what the Lord will do. I'm sure every one of you could testify today. If I were to ask you, you would tell me something good what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. And so that we always just need to be in that place. In that place, you might remember Pastor Frank Weber spoke about that, being in a place, and I think Pastor Pat spoke about getting to a place some time back. But we just need to get into that place. That place is about entering into the things of God, entering into his presence. And So that's what I'm saying today about getting ready, get yourselves prepared, get in a place where you will see what the Lord will do. And if we're not in that place, we'll never be able to see, will we? So this is what we have to do, you know, as I said, preparing ourselves and being ready, because we never know, do we? We never know what a day will bring. We don't know what challenge that we're going to be presented with, or what a challenge of life will throw at us any given day. And I'd say to you this morning, don't let your hopes and expectations be dashed just because you wouldn't spend a little bit of time in prayer and in worship with God. And when we don't do that, when we don't enter in, we miss out, don't we? We miss out miss that opportunity just to enter into the very presence of God. That's the place where God wants us to be, to get into that place. And when we get in that place, things will happen in our hearts. Things will happen in our lives, and things will happen all around about us. And so I was saying, don't miss out on the very thing that God has purpose for you. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. You've heard that many times before. But what God wants for us, He wants us to have to and to live a life filled with joy, as the Scripture tells us in Isaiah 63. I'll just read that Scripture out to us. Isaiah 61 it should be. Isaiah 61 verse 3. And it says in Isaiah 61 verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. So wonderful scripture there that, if we allow our hopes and our expectations to be dashed and to miss out. But the encouraging thing here is Scripture tells us what to do, to enter into His presence, to receive from God, and to put on an oil of joy, as Scripture says, oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We've got to rise above those times when we sink down, don't we? And it's not very hard to do, to get this, to become despondent or disheartened. But they're the times that you just have to look at not what we have, not what we want, is it? But what we have. We have to look what we have, don't we? What God has given us. Not to look at the things that we necessarily want. So, as the Scripture says here, to replace a spirit of heaviness with a garment of praise. And that's a wonderful thing. If we can put up a garment of praise and rise up and override any challenges or distractions that come into our lives. And we, as I think I just said too, that we don't want to be weighed down by these things that come up against us. But we just want to let the evidence of Jesus Christ reign and rule in our lives. We just see that. And as I spoke about challenges, I just love the word of Isaiah. I love this man, Isaiah. What did Isaiah say? Here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord, send me. And so that was, as God spoke to Isaiah, that challenge was before him. And Isaiah was that man and put his hand up when he heard God speak. He listened to God, he heard from God, and he heard that the challenge that God was putting out. Who will go into the land and to speak to these people? Who will go into this community of St. Albans and speak to them? Our hands straight away up. Here we are, Lord, send us. Amen? That should be us. But here in Isaiah 61, and says here, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening the prison to those who are bound. And he goes on to say in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn. And so that's a challenge there that Isaiah so willingly took up. And Isaiah went and spoke to the people of his time and there because of what God told him to go and say. But Isaiah responded to the challenge. And when challenges come to us, that's how we should respond. There's no need for any of us to hesitate and start putting up excuses and saying, I can't, I won't, I'm afraid, blah, blah, blah. So, but the thing is that we just have to have that confidence in God, cling to the what the Word says, and where God says, yea, I will be with you, yea, I will help you, and I will walk with you. And so Isaiah took up that challenge, and as we read through Isaiah's words, how he spoke to that nation of Israel at that time, and God told him what to proclaim, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And we have to proclaim that today in our suburb here, to proclaim that today is the acceptable time, the acceptable year of the Lord. If you don't know anyone here this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ, today is a good time, and say, and be able to say, today is an acceptable day that I will declare and say, I love Jesus Christ. I want him in my life. And so Isaiah was able to stand up and proclaim that. And he went on, as I wrote, read before, to console those who mourn. We console people all the time in our ministry. We all have that opportunity, and especially those in mourning. And as the scripture says, to give them beauty for ashes. We want to give them the beauty of Jesus Christ in our life. We want to give them something that, that they can take away and be comforted with. And as there it says about the garment of praise. We want to be a praising people. Amen. Praising God, praising Jesus, and declaring his word. And how, as we praise, he can replace anything. If we're down there, he can bring us up there. Amen? Amen. So Jesus says that about taking on this garment of praise, get put on a new coat, and to be able to, and to display the power and the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. And he says here that they may be called trees of righteousness. We want to be a righteous people. Amen. And we are that as we declare God's presence and purposes. And as it says here, that we will be a planting of the Lord, a planting. We are people that God has planted. He has planted us in this place, in this church, in this city, where we can come to make a difference. And as we reach out to make a difference, as the scripture says, he may be glorified. And that's what we want to do in all our endeavors in reaching out to people, is exalt and uplift the name of Jesus Christ in everything we do. But here, this whole passage here, it depicted the essence of Jesus' ministry, and it's also repeated in Luke chapter 4, verses 17 onwards to 20 there. But here, what we've read here, it's the base ministry of what God has given to the church. And that, as I said, this is the same message that we have to reach out with as the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon every believing person here this morning. Amen. And you have the opportunity and the power of God's word to take that out because of what is written there. And that word was for Isaiah then, it's for us today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news, the good and good tidings to the poor. And so if we are prepared to enter into the things that God wants for us, then this is one part of an awesome challenge that we are already prepared. We're equipped to do that. We are equipped to meet any challenge that comes up against us if we're prepared to let it rest in God and to have God work in our lives. And, you know, it's just something that we have to do. Take up the challenge, just like as Jesus went down along the seaside and he called disciples and they said, yes, Lord, I want to follow you. And so we should be doing that. You know, it's something we have to do. We have to take out that invitation. Give that invitation to people. And we can't get out of that. That's a mantle that we've been given. It's a command that we go out into the world and preach the gospel and to do that. But right from the very point of time, you know, when we first accepted Jesus Christ in our lives, the invitation was of Jesus to abide in him and in his presence. Amen? To abide in him and his presence. And so I feel in all the challenges, you know, that God puts before us. You know, God will always go and prepare the way for us. You ever notice that? I'm sure people could say, yes, God has prepared the way for you to go into some challenging situation. And when you've let it rest in God, when you said to God, God, I've got this awful situation, I want to go in there today and do this and speak to these people. And you've reached out to God and you've gone in there with strength, power and confidence. Why? Because you asked God. You entered in and you ask of him just to help you. And so we can do that, as I said, you know, because that's his promise. We've got to get that embedded in our hearts. He says, yea, I will be with you. A powerful statement. Powerful statement. That was God's promise to Moses and the Israelites. And that's the same promise still applies today. It still applies today. Yea, I will be with you. And that's a promise that we have to clearly claim and walk in. And we only have to look back at the Israelites. You probably remember, you know, God gave the Israelites every opportunity possible, and for the help and the things that for things to do his way, not their way. It was a simple command. He told them to go and enter into the promised land. A simple statement, isn't it? But what did they do? They went towards the promised land, and then they took a very long while to get there. But that's what happened. God done everything right for them. We saw how Moses, he led the Israelites out of Egypt and arrived at Mount Sinai, where everything was set in order. That was where Moses met with God in his very presence. Moses went up that mountain and he entered in, he waited upon God. And as God spoke, those things became embedded in Moses' heart. And as we know, they received the tabernacle, the tablets. As God spoke, all these things that God wanted for his people, they received the law, they received the tabernacle, they received the priesthood. And God said, this is the way I want you to live. And of course, what happened? They didn't live God's way, did they? And if we look in book of Exodus also, it tells us there, just to remind us there about how God gave that assurance. Exodus 19, verse 5. Sorry, I'll start at verse 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. And he says, now, Thor, if you will indeed obey my voice, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before them all the words which the Lord commanded. But the key verse there is about the Lord telling them. He says, you've seen what I did. And he said, how I carried you along. I bore you on eagle's wings. I carried you along. I was with you all the way. I gave you the help that you needed to get you to the place where you are now. And he says, God spoke the words to Moses. But the emphasizing point here that God made to them, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenants, then you shall be a special treasure. Amen. And that's what God wants for all of us, you know, that we are a special people. We are his people. And God has given that as the promise and the assurance that how special, as he said here, we are a special treasure. And we know we all treasure some things, but mostly treasures are valuable things. And that's how God sees each one of us, each one of you, that we are special to him. Because, as he said, special treasure to me above all people. That's a powerful thing. But as God, you know, laid it out for the Israelites, the same call, the same promise, then if you'll enter in. That's all God was asking for them, to obey and to come into my presence, and you'll be the kind of people that that God wants you to be. And as we know, you know, the Israelites done things in their own ways. They didn't abide by what God was asking. They didn't obey to the words of God. And as it says in the scripture, many died. Many died because they didn't listen. And that's how important it is. We need to listen to the word of God. Amen. We need to obey the word of God. And you know, we're fortunate, aren't we, that we have the benefit of learning from their mistakes. And as the word says, it's there for us as an example. And God wants us to follow that example, the example of his words, and to do the things he wants us to do. I think I better skip a little bit here. But as I said early this morning, you know, as we know, life is filled with challenges. Some good, some we can really rejoice and in. That, you know, a challenge comes before it. You really enjoy the challenge that is put before you. You got the job done. We got things done. And I rejoice so much about the building, the things that we've been able to do here. As a challenge came before it, you people rose up and done some mighty, marvellous things, I feel. And so it's good to be able to get in and do things when God puts up a challenge. Sometimes, as I said, they may be unpleasant, they may be uncomfortable, but some also, it's a good challenge. Yes, I want to do this. People who are in the Philippines at the moment, yes, that challenge was put before them. Pastor Chris brought that many months ago, but they responded to the challenge. Yes, I want to go. And we're rejoicing today because they are in that place. That place. They have entered into the presence of God. They've sought God, and God has been able to send them over there. So we're looking forward to a great testimony when they come back. But as I said, we just need to listen to the things of God. We don't want to be a disappointment to God, and he doesn't want to be a disappointment to us. Because it says in Hebrews 5:11 about disappointment there. You know, it says there, it tells us here in Hebrews 5:11 how we can become dull in hearing. God doesn't want dullness in our lives, amen? He wants us to be a rejoicing people, a people with that garment of praise who are reaching out, doing the things, preaching the good news, because he's appointed us to do that. But, you know, there's just basic things in our Christian walk that we have to do, just to do the things that God wants us to do. And, I also started to share, but I skipped a little bit about the Israelites, and though they are a disobedient people, but I want to say to you this morning, church, you are not an Israelite people. You are not wandering in the wilderness, are we? Amen? We're not wandering in the wilderness. You're not nomads. because you have a spiritual home. Amen. We have a spiritual home. And again, you are a Jesus loving people, spirit filled people, you know, who, and God has given you an extended family, a church family, a place, this spiritual home where you can come and worship. We can come and praise God, and we can just put on another overcoat, so to speak. When we come in here, we can have another coat of praise. You know, can put on an extra bit, and as we're invited to do this morning. But again, just to reassure you, you know, that you are Jesus loving, spirit-filled people who God loves, and he sees you as your treasure, and he just wants you to enter in that place, to be in that place where the challenges of life come against you. You can say, I'm going to beat this. We hear many wonderful testimonies of people with cancer. And what's their first reaction? I'm going to fight this thing. I'm going to get over it. I'm going to beat it. And that's how it should be in our lives. That, you know, when things come up against it, we're going to beat this. We're going to reach out there. We're going to overcome the enemy, and we're going to see Jesus victorious. Amen. So, again, you know, as I said, you know, God has given you a spiritual home where we can all come together, and that's just a wonderful blessing, a mighty provision of God, you know, that we can come together and have fellowship together with the priesthood of believers. We are all like-minded people. We all love Jesus, amen? We all love Jesus, and as I said, we come here to praise and worship God and to hear the word of truth proclaimed. And just to finish and say, all God wants for us is to enter into his presence, and above all, to live his way. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for again, for the opportunity to be able to speak your word. Father God, for what we've shared this day, we just pray, Father, we will be a people of power. We will be a people who will stand and proclaim. We will be an example, as Isaiah was, a man who stood up and said, here I am, Lord, use me. And just to follow the example of Jesus, faced an enormous challenge, but Jesus, in obedience to God, he went on that mission to the cross. Jesus never balked or shirked the issue. He just left it in the Father's hands, and he said, Lord, if it's your will, I'm obedient to you. And Father God, we just pray this morning, Lord. Lord, that every one of us here this day, we will say, we will be a yes people. We will be a people who will respond and say, yes, Lord, use me, send me. And Father God, Lord, as and when things do come against us, we just pray, Father, Lord, we'll just look to you. Lord, that we won't look this way or that way. We won't turn to the left or right, but we'll look straight ahead. We'll look upward and look, reach out into your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.